From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A motorcade carrying the body of Senator Edward Kennedy from Cape Cod to Boston has now arrived at the JFK Library, where the late senator will lie in repose. In a funeral procession that wound some 70 miles from his family's compound, the procession will pass by a series of sites significant to Kennedy's life. Member station WBUR, Fred Tice says the motorcade entered the City Hall area from Boston's North End, a neighborhood where Senator Kennedy's mother grew up.
The procession came out between City Hall and Faneuil Hall. In front of City Hall, Mayor Tom Menino was standing very solemnly between the flags of the United States and the city of Boston at half staff. The procession, as it went by, was greeted with an eruption of applause and cheers from the crowd. And the Kennedy family had their windows down in the procession and all their vehicles, and they were smiling at the crowd and waving back.
Reporter Fred Tice in Boston. Senator Kennedy will lie in repose tonight and tomorrow with a private funeral mass scheduled for Saturday. He'll be buried at Arlington National Cemetery near his two brothers. Kennedy died Tuesday night after a year-long battle with brain cancer at the age of 77. A suicide bomber has killed at least 18 Pakistani border guards at the main entry point into Afghanistan. The attack comes as Pakistani forces have stepped up their campaign against Taliban fighters in border areas. Veer Singh reports from New Delhi.
Local officials at the security checkpoint at the Khyber Pass in northwest Pakistan say the attacker set off a huge explosion as guards were about to begin an evening meal. The victims were ending a day of fasting during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The road through the Khyber Pass is used by trucks carrying supplies for NATO troops in neighboring Afghanistan. Pakistan has been hit by several suicide attacks in recent years, launched by militants fighting the government because of its support for the U.S.-led military campaign in Afghanistan. The latest attack against Pakistani forces comes after the government widely publicized the killing of a top Taliban leader earlier this month. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
The government, in its latest assessment of how the economy fared during the spring, says the gross domestic product, the broadest measure of the U.S. economy, continued to decline. In its latest look at second quarter GDP, the government says the economy shrank at a 1% annual rate. Burt White is chief investment officer with LPL Financial. He says while the economy continues to shrink now, when that trend reverses, things will change.
As the economy begins to go from contracting to expanding, and we move from recession to recovery, you're going to start to see revenue growth begin to come back again. And when that comes back, the operating leverage is going to be so huge.
Some economists believe the economy may actually begin to grow in the current quarter. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 37 points. This is NPR. Identity theft is a problem for everyone these days, including even the chairman of the powerful Federal Reserve, it seems. According to a report by Washington, D.C. police, the wife of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke had her purse stolen last August. It contained, among other things, a Social Security card, a checkbook, and other ID. Now, court filings show the couple's checking account was swept up into a larger scheme in which an individual is admitted to depositing checks from their account. In a statement, Bernanke said identity theft is a growing problem that affects millions of people, with a situation involving his own account, one of 500 separate instances traced back to a single crime ring. A wildfire in Southern California has prompted warnings for poor air quality. Nearly 2,000 acres have burned so far in the Angeles National Forest, 20 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has more.
The air quality may be stagnant for days, according to local health officials who recommend that schools keep students indoors and postpone their sports practices. A dense, pungent patch of smoke-filled air lingered over the San Gabriel Valley and wafted east toward San Bernardino. It's not unusual for strong winds, known as Santa Anas, to blow smoke from fires toward the ocean, but there's been hardly a breeze. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning because humidity is in single digits, and temperatures for the rest of the week are expected to be in triple digits. The warning extends from Los Angeles to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties to the north. So far, the Morris Fire above Azusa has moved away from foothill communities. A smaller fire, about 30 acres, is burning less than half an hour away in La Cunata Flint Ridge. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Crude oil prices rose $1.06 a barrel to close at $72.49 a barrel today. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.